Hello.
Hi, is this Camino?
Yes, sir.
Good to speak with you. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. I did get your email and I did respond to it. Did you have any questions though for me at this point?
No, I just need a little time to be able to. I'm so busy.
Okay.
To be able to sit down for that interview.
Okay. So that call takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes. You do not necessarily need to be in front of a computer. It's really kind of just, you know, off the top of your head questions regarding your business. You can typically be driving or working as long as you can carry on that conversation. We'd be looking to maybe tomorrow if that works out for you.
Tomorrow, about what time?
I've got only two slots available. Friday's a lot more wide open, but for tomorrow, I've got 10 o'clock and also 1 p.m. That's Central Time.
Central Time, okay. Can you put me down for both times? Because like, I'm so busy. I work for a company. I'm a project manager for a company, and I run my own business. And
okay.
I got ton of things going.
So 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock. Which of those, though, do you think would probably be better? I mean, if you had to say.
I think it would be, I think 10 in the morning might work. Usually in the morning I get everybody going, and then I have some free time, you know, just to catch up on emails and return calls and all that.
So those would be the earliest available for tomorrow, or the only ones available for tomorrow. If other times work better for you, I mean, Friday's actually pretty wide open, as early as 9 o'clock or as late as 5 o'clock, and it does look like there's just about one spot available every hour or even half hour in between. Would you prefer a different time, either earlier or later, or do you want to try to do tomorrow?
No, tomorrow will be fine. I'll be calling you from another number.
The 10 o'clock.
I'll call
you. Think tomorrow would be better at 10.
Yeah, I think so.
So we'll schedule it for 10 to 11. They'll call you three times in the first half hour. After that, they figure, you know, they've run out of time for that one, and they'll reschedule it. But we'll
can I give you another phone number where you can call me at?
Yeah.
This phone stays very busy. And like that, I don't know if it's you guys. What number would it be, from a Farrell's number or?
It's most likely going to be from our toll free, our 877 number.
Okay. Yeah. So call me at 830.
Okay.
353.
Uh huh.
0691.
So I've got 830-353-0691.
Yeah, that'll be more convenient, because like that I can keep, you know, I can pause in between and keep the ball rolling over here on this end.
Absolutely. So if you don't have any questions for me, I just want to get a little bit of quick information here to set the business up. Your business is Gabino Amendariz Construction LLC, basically your first and last name, but it seems like the business is spelled with a B, not a V.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Correct. That's my grandfather's name. He was in business many years ago, and I took over the business.
Many years ago.
That's my grandfather's name, and my name they did with V. You know, it's very confusing on a lot of things. But.
Well, it explains it now. I mean, it makes a lot of sense if you're honoring your grandfather's name. And yeah, I mean, if they change the spelling of your name a little bit. I could see why it could get confusing, but no, that makes a lot of sense, and I think that's fantastic. And you did want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business name, and I have a physical street address, but correct me if I am wrong, your business is service-based, meaning that you only go to the customer, no one ever does come to you. I've got 804 Laurabel Drive, but now that's probably your residence, right?
Yes, let me give you my P.O. box for the business.
Perfect.
One second.
And is this the billing address of the card you want to use?
No.
No, okay. So what is that P.O. box?
P.O. box is, one second, it is P.O. box 290211, Kerrville, Texas. 78029.
7809. Okay, perfect. And then the email address that we have, you wanted to have the iCloud or the Gmail?
iCloud.
Okay, so I'll update that to the iCloud email. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, oh, I did want to do one other thing, and that's to create a little bit of extra protection.
So, repeat that here in a second, but
yeah, sure.
So on the name, what I also do is I abbreviate to GAC LLC. That's
okay.
But
I put that on there. GAC LLC. We'll have that as well. So, like in the website and things that we create, we can abbreviate GAC LLC. And kind of swap the terms and things like that. I'll put that on there. And then, so for a little bit of extra protection on your account, another layer of security, it's a security question and answer. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with GAC LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we might still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to that security question. But really it's more important for you, because if anyone calls you and tells you that they're Google, or even if they say they're local Splash, they would know that information. And if they can't provide that to you basically immediately, then you shouldn't entertain that phone call. Now, if anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that won't be us. You shouldn't want to even speak with them. Like I said, I did get approval for that friends and family, that $249. That's the out-the-door cost, and it would never be a penny more than that. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The security question, the first one would be the city where I was born, but
you're born.
It's Elk City, but we can do City Elk or something like that, or
you want to do, as long as you remember it, I can put City Elk
or,
change it up.
Yeah. Because, everybody knows where I was born.
Right.
And
yeah.
My first pit was, her name was Bubba, Superman, but that's what my dog's name was.
You can just choose one. You want to just go with the first pet?
Is there another security question, though?
Well, the only other choice is a drop-down box that has three of them, and I usually don't even mention the first one. It's your mother's maiden name.
Well, do where I was born, do OKC. We'll do Oklahoma City. You will just put OKC.
Okay, so we'll go with city you were born in, but we'll just put OKC.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do that. All right, you're all set and squared away there. And then, like I said, it is exactly $249. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
I have a MasterCard.
And is it your name on the card, first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
No, my name and the business name.
Okay.
Business name, pretty much.
You said it was a MasterCard. That should actually start with a 5, all MasterCards do.
Yeah.
I'm actually ready for that number.
Paul, can I call you back to give you all that information? I'm getting some calls on this line.
Yeah.
And give me a few minutes and I'll get you that card info
sure.
We'll get that squared away.
Yeah. Take those calls for sure. You can give me a call. I'm going to text you out my direct toll free and my extension. That way you won't have to speak with anyone who transfer the call to me. I should be in between phone calls. I hope I am. If for some reason I am on a call, it'll go to my voicemail and I'll know right away and I'll call you right back.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem. We'll talk in a bit. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.